From NPR News, this is News in No Time. I'm Tony Cox. $700 billion. That's what President Bush is asking Congress to approve in order to rescue some of the nation's financial institutions. And investment banks have seen their last days. The Federal Reserve is allowing Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley to become holding banks and take on commercial transactions. There is a whirlwind of economic news, and here to help us digest it all is News & Notes economic contributor Bill Spriggs. He is the chair of Howard University's Department of Economics. Bill, welcome.
Hi, Tony.
Listen, there are changes everywhere in the world of the economy. Part of that change, though, involves investment banks, Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs, now to become bank holding companies. What exactly does that mean?
It means that they'll be under the umbrella of regulation that the Fed has. The financial sector in the 1930s was dominated by commercial banking. And since then, it's become much more complicated, so that banks tended the last couple of years to be only about a third of economic activity, with insurance companies and investment banks and others playing a role that was twice as big. So when we think about things like the Community Reinvestment Act, which governed commercial banks, it didn't govern those other actors, and they were free to put in subprime mortgage instruments that were outside of our regulatory purview.
Now, does that mean mortgage banks are another form of banking that is going to go by the wayside also?
Well, a lot of them have already gone under because of these difficulties, and a lot of them are being bought up as well. So we'll have to see what will, in the end, be the case of the mortgage banks, and we'll have to see what happens with Washington Mutual as well.
Let's talk about the $700 billion bailout package that the president has asked Congress to approve this week. There are several parts to it, but I want to talk about the reaction to it. The Democratic congressional leadership isn't necessarily criticizing the plan per se, but they do have concerns, and they want to make sure that there is appropriate oversight review. What do the Democrats specifically want?
Well, there's a big concern about how are we going to value these assets, because if we do it at a rate that is too high, which of course the banks would love us to give them a dollar for these mortgages, then that means that any losses involved in these are going to be borne by the American taxpayer. Similarly, the members of the House and the Senate are concerned that these are mortgages held by individuals who would like to stay in their homes. And we're going to be rewarding the financial institutions by giving them a sure bet, treasury bills. And they're looking at, well, these presidents and vice presidents of these investment houses were paid millions of dollars and got bonuses in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And so how does that balance between those kind of pay bonuses and homeowners then being told you're going to get the short end of the stick? So there are some equity concerns. There are some concerns because the real problem is in the household net worth. That's what's causing all of the crisis. And over the last two quarters, the net worth of American households have dropped by $2 trillion. So if we don't get the household balance sheet in order, we don't really have a way to move forward, even if we do save Wall Street.
Is this going to be a partisan battle, do you think, despite the calls, the urgent calls for cooperation and bipartisanship?
Well, we have to hope that it's going to be bipartisan. We have to hope that there is an understanding that this was, in fact, a market failure. That's why the government does need to step in. But that both the household balance sheet and the financial sector balance sheets are out of kilter. And so, you just look at households now. About 14% of income now goes to debt service, or look at it from the perspective of what has happened with home equity. In the 1990s, about 59% was the ratio of equity to household real estate. Now that value is at 46%, meaning that the housing market is upside down. Equity is less than half the value of the real estate. So the household sector is now upside down. So we have a very weak household sector, and you can't get us out of the problem we're in. Even if Wall Street could go back to loaning money, people aren't really in a position to borrow wisely.
That's leading me to my last question, which is this. What could happen if the bailout isn't passed quickly, and when is quickly exactly?
Well, it has to happen in time to restore enough faith in the system before it collapses of its own accord. But it has to be balanced. It has to be balanced towards solving the household side as well as solving the financial sector side. So it means that voters are going to have to pay a lot of attention to who's going to be the next president and to what's being said in Congress. Right now, the lobbyists from the financial sector are busy working on this legislation.
Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bill Spriggs is the chair of the Department of Economics at Howard University. He is also the co-author of Beyond the Mountaintop, King's Prescription for Poverty. He joined us from NPR's headquarters in Washington, D.C.